The next few shirim will discuss the sugyas of Kiddush and Havdalah. The Gemara tells us in Aseres, in Brachos Nachaf, based on Aseres HaDibros, the pasuk of Zachar Sima Shabbos Lakadsha. We're obligated to remember the day of Shabbos, and in a very different context, the Gemara tells us in Megillah and Daf Yud Ches Siman Aleph that Zachar is to be understood as Zechira B'peh. That sugya is dealing with Zechira Samalek, where the Gemara tells us that Zachar is Yachal B'leiv, maybe all that is necessary is you remember the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim, what Amalek did to us as we were leaving. The Gemara tells us that no, the Torah already underscores Lo Sishkach, one cannot forget, and therefore Lo Sishkach is B'leiv, Zachar is B'peh. This is what the Gemara tells us when it comes to, as mentioned, Zechiras Amalek. The Makar is the Sifra, the Torah's Kohen in Parshas Bechukosai. And that Sifra not only cites the example of Zechiras Amalek, but also the mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos as well. Then maybe one would think, the Zorchas Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho is Yacho B'libcha. Maybe it simply means that be aware that it's Shabbos. That cannot be. After all, the Torah tells us, Shomras Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho. Hare Shmiras Halev Amurev. The Torah tells us you're obligated to refrain from Halacha. So obviously you must be aware that now it's Shabbos. Hama'ani mekayim zachar, shetehe shon beficha, that must be expressed as well. So the Gemara doesn't mention this in the context of Kiddush, but the Gemara mentions it when it comes to Zechiras Amalek, and the Makor, the Sifra, extends it to the mitzvah of Kiddush as well. And therefore one does not fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos simply belayv, an awareness that now it's Shabbos, that's obvious, but the mitzvah of Zachar posits a sense of shona b'fich that this must be expressed. So some expression of Kedushas HaShabbos, that is necessary midaraisa. Exactly what that entails, however, is the basis of a fundamental machlokis rishonim. Minimally, some form of zechira is necessary. But then the Gemara tells us, for example, that Kiddush must be recited al hayayin. Whether that is daraisa, whether that's darabanan, here you find several deis in the Rishonim. And that's sugyan brachos and davchav, the sugyan shvuos and davchav, and the sugyan nazir and davgimod beis, davdalad amad aleph, that's where you find these various deos. And that sugyan nazir, gimel amad beis, the Gemara tells us that a nazir, of course, is forbidden to be shosa yayin. And the Gemara quotes the pasuk of yayin v'shecher yazir, le'esar alav yayin mitzvah ki yayin harishus. That not only is it forbidden for Nazir to take a casual drink, even Yayin Shel Mitzvah is Asur as well. So the Gemara asks, Mainihu, what would an example be of Yayin Shel Mitzvah? The Gemara answers, Kiddusha V'Avdalta. The Gemara asks the following Kasha, the Kiddush in Havdalah, Mushba V'Omeid Mehar Sinai. And that's the Machlokes, the Rashi and Tosas. It's not really the Rashi Nazir, but the Mefarish and Afgim Wadbeis. How to understand that Kasha of the Gemara? What does it mean, Mushba V'Yom Mehar Sinai? So the Mefarish writes in that Sugi, Gimel Beis, the following. You mean to tell me that a Nazir is not allowed to drink the wine of Kiddush and Havdalah? Mushba V'Yom Mehar Sinai. Of course he must do so. That is part of the mitzvah of Kiddush, and therefore that is not included in the Naziris. That's how the Mefarish reads that sugya. You cannot argue that the pasuk of Yain V'Shecher Yazir is coming to tell us that it is forbidden for a Nazir to drink because a Nazir is obligated to drink the wine of Kiddush. Tosus quotes this possibility, and Tosus says, of course that cannot be. The need to drink the wine of Kiddush or the wine of Havdalah certainly is not the mitzvah daraisa of Kiddush, and therefore the Gemara is asking rhetorically, Mushba V'yomid Mehar Sinayu. Do you mean to say that drinking the wine of Kiddush is daraisa? That the Torah has to go out of its way and tell us that a Nazir is forbidden to drink? It's so obvious that Nazir is forbidden to drink, you don't even need the pasuk for that, because drinking the wine of Kiddush certainly is not part of the mitzvah of Kiddush on the level of daraisa. These are the two possibilities in reading the Gemara. According to the Mefarish, a very great Kiddush, that Kiddush midaraisa, number one, is bepeh, that's clear. Number two is zochrel ahayayin, and even the Gemara Erev in Adaf Mem, hamavarat tzarech sheyitom, te'ima, all of that is the mitzvah of Kiddush on a level of daraisa, to the extent that a nazir drinks the wine of Kiddush. A very great Kiddush. And Rav Rishonim assumed that certainly is not true. What is the sheet of Rav Rishonim? So if you look in those cases in Tosas, the Tosas in Shuas Nechaf, the Tosas in Nazir, breaks down into two possibilities. Number one is the following, that Kiddush al Hayayin is only a din to Rabbanon. Kiddush, of course, is a mitzvah d'araisa, that's that sugi in Shuas and Davchav, and Brachos and Davchav, but Kiddush b'dvarim is sufficient. Any need for anything more than that, that is only a din d'rabbanon. And then Tosu says a midview, Kiddush al Hayayin, that's a din d'araisa, but Hamavarech Tzorech Shiyitom, that is only a din d'rabbanon. A fascinating Kiddush, that midaraisa you're obligated to be Mekadesh HaShabbos al Hayayin, on a kosher bracha, but that doesn't necessarily imply any need for te'ima. The need for te'ima, hamavarach tzarech shi'itom, that is only a din d'rabbanon. So those are the three shitas that you find in the Rishonim. Again, when we make kiddush, dvarim, yayin, and te'ima. So three possibilities. Everyone agrees step one is daraisa. Then the question is whether step two is daraisa. And then even the kiddush, the mefaresh, that all three steps, all of them are included midaraisa in the mitzvah of kiddush. Are there any differences in halacha as to whether, in fact, that this is daraisa, kiddush bidvarim, as opposed to kiddush al hayayin? One difference is what the Tosus Rid writes. The Tosus Rid is found in Sachim on the sugi and daf kuvav, the sugi and daf kuf yudalid, where Tosus Rid writes the following. We mentioned this in earlier shiurim. Is there a mitzvah daraisa of kiddush on Yom Kippur? Tosus Rid writes the following. If kiddush on a level of daraisa requires more than mere dvarim alone, Yain is necessary. Or if you assume, for example, Kiddush b'makom suda zedin daraisa, the sugim sachim and avkuv, if that's the case, then how can there be a mitzvah of Kiddush midaraisa on Yom Kippur? But if you should assume that Kiddush bidvarim is all that's necessary daraisa and everything else is only a takana d'rabanan, so then the Tosus Rid assumes in the sugim avkuv yedalid that there's a mitzvah daraisa of Kiddush even on Yom Kippur. The fact that it's a day of tainus, why should that preclude the possibility of a mitzvah kiddush daraisa? And therefore the Tosus Rid writes that kiddush midaraisa is bidvarim, and there is a mitzvah daraisa of kiddush even on Yom HaKippurim, and therefore a person must bear this in mind when you're mekadesh the yom, when you daven maariv, for example, kol nidrei night, and you expand upon the kiddush of Yom HaKippurim, that is the fulfillment of the mitzvah daraisa of kiddush. We assume, as mentioned, Shulchan Aruch and Siman Samach Mitzvos Srichos Kavana, Poshub Shach, when a person davens Marav Kol Nidrei night, you should have in mind not just simply Tefillah, but the Mitzvah Darais of Kiddush. If you assume that Kiddush Midarais requires some form of Te'ima or Shtia or Suda, obviously this would not be the case. So one great Kiddush, right, and that is the possibility of a Nazir making Kiddush, that's the Kiddush of the Mefarish, where he learns the Sugya. The other issue, again, is whether there is a Kiddush on Yom HaKippurim. Another possibility. We assume, like Rav Rishonim, that Kiddush b'dvarim is daraisa. Everything else is only a din d'rabbanan. This leads to a further issue. This is what the Magen Avraham discusses in Reish Ayin Aleph. This is also the comment of the Dalgar Mevav on Reish Ayin Aleph. If this is true, one could raise then the following issue. At what point in time do you fulfill the mitzvah daraisa of Kiddush? If Kiddush, for example, midaraisa is al hayayin, and certainly if that requires te'ima, so that means when a person comes home from shul, you make Kiddush, with that you fulfill the mitzvah daraisa. If, however, you should argue that's not true, as the Rambam writes in Perachav Tesef al Chashabes, as the Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Aleph, again, the way we generally assume lahalacha that Kiddush bidvarim is daraisa, one now could raise the following issue, that Kiddush midaraisa is not fulfilled when you come home from shul, but perhaps when you daven maariv, and you mention the Kedusha Siyam of Shabbos, that is the mitzvah of Kiddush on a level of daraisa, ata kiddush, shem ha'shvi l'shmecha. Maybe that's sufficient for the mitzvah daraisa of Kiddush. And therefore, Kiddush, when you come home, is only a din d'rabbanon. This is a ha'ara that the Pnei Yeshua discusses, and the Nolivir discusses, and the Tzlach, and the Sugyan Brachos and Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Here you know there's machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai regarding the Seder HaBrachos when it comes to Kiddush. We, of course, follow the sheet of Beis Hillel, and that is that the first bracha is Bar Priya Gafen, followed by the second bracha, which is the Kedusha Sayom. But that is, you know, is subject to that machlokas. Beis Shammai disagrees, and Beis Shammai maintains that the second bracha, Kedusha Sayom, should precede the bracha Bar Priya Gafen. And the Gemara has different possibilities to understand the machlokas atim Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. One possibility, for example, is tadr v'sheino tadr tadr kodem, that birchas hayayin is tadr compared to kiddush hayom, and that's why Beis Hillel says that first recite Bar Priya Gafen, and then recite the bracha on kiddush hayom. Or maybe one could argue the following, that the yayin is gorim the kiddush. It's because you have a kosher bracha that you recite the kiddush, and therefore Beis Hillel maintains first for a per gafen, followed by kedushas hayom. Or maybe you could argue the Gemara says that no, it's the kedushas hayom of Shabbos which is the mechayiv. And therefore Beis Shammai says first mention the kedushas hayom of Shabbos, and then mention the bracha of bar per gafen. So the Gemara has different svaras in terms of the Seder HaBrachos Machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. So the Pnei Yeshua and that sugi as well as the Tzlach raised the following kasha. If you assume, like Rov Roshonim, the way we assume the Halacha, that Kiddush B'Dvarim is Daraisa, that Kiddush Al Hayayin is only Darabanan, so therefore when the Gemara debates this issue, which bracha should come first, which bracha comes second, why doesn't the Gemara just simply say this? That of course Beis Shammai Shita is the most reasonable Shita, because Kedushas Hayom is Daraisa. And the bracha, Bar Priya Gafen, Kiddush Al Hayayin is only Darabanan. So if you have two halves to the mitzvah, one which is Daraisa, one which is Darabanan, doesn't it make sense that the mitzvah Daraisa should precede that which is only Darabanan? So isn't Beis Shammai right? And Beis Hillel's objection of Tadir Rishino Tadir, is that really true? If you have Shnei Chelkei HaMitzvah, one of which is Daraisa, one of which is Darabanan, we should say that Midin Tadir, the Darabanan should take precedence over the Din Daraisa. That's the Kasha of the Pnei Yeshua and the No Debiuda. And therefore the answer is follows. It must be that if you hold that Kiddush B'Dvarim is Daraisa, as we just mentioned, like the Magen Avraham, like the No Dividim himself writes in Reishayin Aleph and Dogra Mavava, you're Yotzei with Tefillah. So therefore now when you come home from Shul, both brachos are only Drabanan. The Birchas Hayayin is Drabanan, and the bracha on Kedusha Siyom is only Drabanan because the Kiddush Daraisa you're already Yotzei. And that's why the Gemara invokes the svara of Tadir Vesheno Tadir, because you're dealing with two Chiyuvei Daraisa, two brachos that are Drabanan rather, the Berchas Hayayin and the bracha on Kedusha Sayon. Because precisely, you were already Yotze when you made Kiddush in Shul. That's the Kiddush of the Pnei Yeshua, that's the Kiddush of the No Debiuda. Then they go a step further and argue as follows. No, the Bida writes in the Tzlach the following. Let's assume for whatever reason a person would not daven Mariv, and now they would be making Kiddush. In that case, the second bracha of Kedushas Yom is Daraisa, the first bracha of Baruch Yagafen is Darabanan, there everyone would agree, even Beis Hillel, to what Beis Shammai maintains, that the first bracha is Kedushas Hayom, and the second bracha is the Berachas Hayayin. So, for example, the No, the Bida writes a very great Kiddush, that women are obligated in Kiddush Midaraisa. That's the Gemara Brachos Navchav and Shvus and Davchav, Zohar v'Shamor. Let's assume women don't daven Mariv. Most commonly, women don't daven Mariv on Friday night. If that means that as of yet they didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Daraisa, so therefore the Nulabita writes this great Kiddush that if a woman is making Kiddush, right, the second bracha is first, the first bracha is second. Because how can you say Tadir? How can you say that the Yain is Gorim? Here you're doing a Daraisa versus Drabanan. That's the Chiddush of the No Debiuda based on that Ha'ara and the Machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. This is against the Shagas Ari. The Shagas Ari discusses a very different issue in Simen Beis, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. We've discussed in the past. Kriya Shema is a Machlokes in the Gemara, Brachos Nav Chafalef, whether Kriya Shema is Darais and Kriya Shema is Darabanan. There is a day, a Shmuel, that maintains that Kriya Shema is only Darabanan. We maintain the halacha in Siman Samach that Kriya Shema is a mitzvah, Daraisa. What is Daraisa? So here you have four possibilities in the Rosh Hashanah. First pasuk, first parsha, two parshios, three parshios. Even if you assume Kriya Shema is Daraisa, maybe it's only the Kabbalah Samachu Shemaim of the first pasuk which is Daraisa. Maybe one could argue that no, the first parsha is Daraisa, two parshios are Daraisa. This is discussed in Prichadosh and Simin Samach Beis, Nuchos Kriya Shema. What is Kriya Shema Daraisa? What is Kriya Shema Darabanan? So the Prichadosh deals with a similar kasha. Similar kasha. It must be the Prichadosh writes that two parshios are Daraisa. Because if you were to assume, for example, that the first parsha is Daraisa, And the second parsha is only derabanan. Prichodesh is bothered by the following, similar to Kiddush. The Gemara asks in Brachos Nafid Gimel, Lama kodma parsha vishon leparsha shniyah. Why is it that first we recite Shman v'hafta, and then afterwards v'hayim shamo? That's the kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara answers, look, it's very reasonable. First Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim, and then Kabbalah Sal Mitzvos. Prichodesh writes the following. If indeed Parsha Rishon is Daraisa, and the second Parsha is only Drabanan, which the Prichodesh writes, it seems from Rashi Shita, because Rashi Brachos Dav Beis Amud Aleph is bothered by the Kasha that troubles all the Rishonim. If the first Mishnah tells us, you have to wait until Tzeis to daven Mariv, so how come already in their times they were davening early? So Rashi says, no problem, Yotzi with Kriya Shema Lamita. Tosus is bothered. How much of Kriya Shema do you say in Kriya Shema Lamita? Only Parsha Rishona. Kri Chadash and Shagasari explain, perhaps Rashi Shita is, that's all that's necessary, Daraisa. It's Parsha Rishona. Everything else is only Darabanan. So for that, you don't need Seis. For Kriya Shema Daraisa, you require Uvshach Bacha, and that you'll have in Kriya Shema Lamita. But Kri Chadash is bothered by the following. If this is true, that Parsha Rishon is Daraisa, and Parsha Shita is only Darabanan, so what was the Kasha of the Gemara? Why does Shema come before Vayim Shamoah? You don't have to give me philosophy. Right, Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim, Kabbalah Sal Mitzvos. The first Parsha is Daraisa, second Parsha is Darabanan. And therefore, first things first, Daraisa followed by Darabanan. That's the Kasha Prichodesh. Prichodesh tries to prove as a result that just as something is Daraisa, first Parsha, first Pasuk, the second Parsha also must be Daraisa. So if they're on equal footing, now you can ask the question, Lama Kodma? Exactly similar to the Pnei Yeshua and the Noda B'Yuda regarding Kiddush. If they're both on the same level because you're already Davin Mariv, so now the Mishnah can ask which one comes first. But if one would be Daraisa, one would be the Rabbanon, the answer would be obvious. So the Shagasayi writes, he doesn't think that that's true. The Shagasayi writes that if you have a mitzvah, and there are two elements to the mitzvah, an element Daraisa and an element Rabbanon, or the Shargasari maintains, they're two different mitzvahs entirely, one of which is Daraisa, one of which is Darabanan. There is no Seder Kadima. We don't automatically assume that the Daraisa element or the Daraisa mitzvah precedes that which is Darabanan. And therefore, he writes, there's no Raya. It could very well be that the first parsha is Daraisa, the second parsha is Darabanan, but still the Gemara asks, Lama Kodma? Because one could have envisioned that the element Rabbanon could precede the element Daraisa. That's what the Shagasayi writes. And the Shagasayi writes, and what's the Raya? Shagasayi writes in Siman Beis, Kiddush. Kiddush is the Raya. Then Rov Rishonim assumed that Kiddush Al Yayin is linked to Rabbanon, Kiddush Bidvarim is Daraisa. That means that the Birchas HaGefen, certainly the whole concept of Kiddush Al Yayin is Rabbanon, but the second Bracha is Daraisa. And yet, that's not the order. First, Berachas Hayayin, and then the Brachan, Kedushas Hazman. So Shagasari writes, you see from the mitzvah of Kiddush that there is no such halach of Seder Kedima, of a mitzvah daraisa or a chelet daraisa over the mitzvah of chelet, which is only the Rabbanan. And that's why it's no kasha according to Rashi that the first parsha is daraisa, second parsha is the Rabbanan, and still the Gemara asks, Lama Kodma? Because if there would have been a compelling swirl the other way, we would have been very comfortable with the mitzvah daraisa following the din d'rabbanan. That's the chiddush. The Shagasari writes, according to Shagasari, even in that case, the Noda B'Yuda, a woman is making kiddush and a woman didn't daven, still she recites Berachas HaGefen first, because tader v'sheino tader, tader kodem. Aye, one is d'rabbanan, one's daraisa. Irrelevant. There's no such halacha of seder kadima. Yeah, fascinating chiddush. The Shagasayi revisits this issue later in two other simanim, in Simen Chaf Aleph, Simen Chaf Beis. Take a look at those simanim as well. The other Shagasayi deals with two different mitzvahs. Sometimes a person is in a situation where he has two mitzvahs to fulfill. Which one should be first? The Shagasayi gives very common examples. Let's assume, for example, it's Friday night, and you daven Marv early. And you daven Marv too early to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So you have to repeat Kriya Shema later. So what should you do first? You start your Suda, no problem. You're Maschal Beheter. You're allowed to start your Suda now. It's a half hour before Tzeis or more, you can start your Suda. Now all of a sudden you finish your Suda, you have two mitzvahs. No? A mitzvah of Kriyashma, a mitzvah of Berchas HaMazon. Which one should come first? That's the theme of the Shagasari in Simchaf Aleph. There the Shagasari writes the following, that Kriyashma precedes Birchas HaMazon based on Tadir, Bishino Tadir, Tadir Chodem. Because Kriyashma is Tadir. Even though the Shagasari writes that one could envision the possibility of Birchas HaMazon being Tadir, a person could wash three times every meal, and a person would be obligated to bench three times a day, that's not Tadir Shel Chova. That's not Tadir Shel Chova. So therefore, Kriyashma is considered to be Tadir, the Gabe Birchas HaMazon. It could very well be that Birchas HaMazon is what we call Matsui, the Shagasai writes. But Tadir Rishino Tadir means a Chiyuv of reciting Kriyashma, and a Chiyuv Meikara, not just simply post facto, you happen to eat, now you're obligated to bench. So Kriyashma precedes Birchas HaMazon. Shagasai in Simcha Beis goes on to the following case. Similar, Yadav in Marav early, and they made an announcement in Shul, don't forget after Tzeis to Kansfira. So now you go home, right? You're having a Suda, and now you're faced with benching and Sfiras HaOmer. Which one should go first? So the Shagasari writes, it depends whether it's Shabbos or whether it's Chol. That's the Shagasari Yisvidish. If it's Shabbos, then Tadar B'Sheino Tadar Tadar Kodem. Chiddush the Shagasai. Birchas HaMazon Shal Shabbos is Tadir versus Sfiras HaOmer. If it's B'Chol, as I mentioned, Birchas HaMazon Shal Chol, it's hard to call Tadir. There was no Chiyuv to have a Suda. Matsui, but not Tadir. So therefore, if it is B'Chol, so Shagasai writes, Yakdim Eze Sheyirtze. Whichever you want. That's the Shagasai writes. If it's B'Chol and you have the two mitzvahs, Birchas HaMazon and Sfiras HaOmer, either one, there's no Seder Kadima. If you're dealing with Shel Shabbos, so then the Shagasai writes, Birchas HaMazon first, followed by Sfiras HaOmer. And then the Shagasai writes, and don't argue that, what do you mean, Yapti Meza Shem Shiyirtze, whatever you want to do. Benching is Daraisa. If a person ate Kadei Sviya, the Chiyuv of benching is a mitzvah in HaTorah. And what about Sfiras HaOmer? Rav Rishonah maintains Sfiras HaOmer Bizmana as only a din Derabanan. That's what Tosfos writes in Menachos Nafsamach Bava Min Aleph. That's the view of Rav Rishonah, Siman Tav Pei Tes. The Rambam maintains, almost as a Das Yachid, the Rambam maintains that Sfiras HaOmer Bizmana as Daraisa. But Rav Rishonah maintains that's not true. That's what the Ramban writes, that's what Tosfos writes, that's what the Baal HaMor writes. It's clear that is a day in the Gemara. The Gemara mentions that Sfiras HaOmer is a Zeichel HaMikdash. The Rama apparently understood that was the Machlokes Amorai, Mameima, Ravashi, that was the Machlokes. But there certainly is a day in the Gemara. Tosfos maintains, everyone agrees, that Sfiras HaOmer is Manah Zez and Lid Rabbanon. So Shagasari writes, so wait a second, in that case that I mentioned, a person began earlier, but he didn't yet count Sfira. So now it's Sfira and benching shouldn't benching take precedence because Daraisa precedes the Drabanan. So that's where the Shagasai invokes this Svara. No, he doesn't think that that's true. There is no such halacha that the Daraisa precedes the Drabanan. That's the Raya from Kiddush. That's what you see from Kriyashma. That the Rav Rishonah that maintained that the second parsha of Kriyashma is only Drabanan, and still the Gemara asks the question, Lama Kadma, and the Gemara doesn't answer Daraisa before Drabanan. And in Kiddush, if a person didn't daven Marev, the second bracha is Daraisa, first bracha is Rabbanan, but yet, Tadir V'Sheino Tadir. So that's the Chiddush. The Shagasai writes that that is not the rule. Daraisa precedes the Rabbanan. And therefore, even if Sfira is Rabbanan, Birchas HaMazon is Daraisa still, Yakdim Ezer and Shir, unless it's Shabbos, because Birchas HaMazon Shal Shabbos is Tadir. That's considered to be a Yehovah. And therefore, Tadar Vishino Tadar, Tadar Kodam. Those are the three Shuvas, Neshagas Aryeh. And Simen Beis, Simen Chavala, and Simen Chavbeis. Rav Roshana mention is maintained that Kiddush Midaraisa is Kiddush Bidvarim. And this is what we already alluded to, gives rise to the following question. When then do you fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush? We saw the assumption, right, of the Noda Behuda, of the Magen Avraham and Reish Ayin Aleph. If you don't need Yayin, Tefillah. And this is against the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch writes the mitzvah of Kiddush, the mitzvah Lamed Aleph, that it's true that Rov Roshonim assumed that Yayin is not necessary, that all you need Midaraisa is Kiddush Bidvarim, but that does not mean that you fulfill the mitzvah with Tefillah. What's wrong with Tefillah? And Chassinach writes the following Kiddush. The Sugin Psachim, he mentioned the very beginning of the Zman, Kufiyat Zayin Beis, has the following Zera Shava. Zachar Yisim HaShabbos Lekadsha, the mitzvah of Kiddush, Zachir HaShabbos, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, L'man Tizkar Siyam Tzeischa Meretz Yisrael Koyim Echayecha. The Gemara tells us the Kiddush that Mikan Shemazkirin Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Kiddush Hayom. You must acknowledge Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Ramban points out Naser Sedibros Mishmos Berachav, our observance of Shabbos is not only Keneged Bria Shamayim Varetz, our observance of Shabbos is also Kineged Yetzias Mitzrayim? Isn't that what the Torah says in Veschanon? Why is it we observe Shabbos? Ki Eved HaYisav B'Mitzrayim. Al Kein Simcha. Ramban writes, that's the reason for Shmir Shabbos. The Ben Ezra in that pasuk suggests the possibility that maybe that in Veschanon is referring to Shvisas Avadim. Why is it that there's a concept of Shvisas Avadim? Ki Eved HaYisav B'Mitzrayim. The Ramban writes that no, the broader sense, Shabbos is Keneged Bria Solem, and Shabbos is Keneged Yetzias Mitzrayim. We mentioned the very beginning of the Zman, that Tosus, the top Tosus, Kufi Yazan Beis and Sachim, that the basis of Lamites Melachos is the Avodas Parach that Bnei Yisrael had to do when they were Avodin Leparaba Mitzrayim. Very great Kiddush. That's why the Gemara underscores the need for Yetzias Mitzrayim. Simen Chassinach writes the following Kiddush. That in Shmon Esrei, there's no mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So good, you're mazkir the Kedusha Siyam of Shabbos. But you don't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, and therefore you are not Yosei with Tefillah. Not because you need Yayin, but you require Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, when you come home, you're obligated in Kiddush, Daraisa. Menachas Chinuch as well could not agree with that statement of the Pnei Yoshua and the Shagas Aryeh and that Sugyan Brachos Daf Nun Aleph. Right, again, they maintain that the only reason the Gemara mentions Tadir and so on, the Machlokas Beisul Beishamai, is because you're already Yotzei. That could not be, according to Menachas Chinuch. You're not Yotzei with Tefillah, because you lack Yetzias Mitzrayim. And even though it's true that in Tefillah you mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim somewhat earlier, at the very end of Kriya Shema, of course you mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim. But that was independent. There was no link, there was no association of Shabbos with Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, Menachas Chinuch suggests you're not Yotzei. So even if you assume Kiddush Bidvarim, maybe with Tefillah you're not Yotzei, because you require Yetzias Mitzrayim. According to Menachas Chinuch, this would only be true, let's say, on a regular Shabbos. What happens, for example, on Yontif? We'll have to discuss whether Kiddush on Yontif is Daraisa, Kiddush Yontif is Darabanan. If you assume that Kiddush on Yontif is Daraisa, then that would be an example where one could fulfill the mitzvah Daraisa of Kiddush with Tefillah. Because in the Shmon Esrei of Yontif, you do mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. Or what we discussed a few moments ago, what about Yom Kippur? The Kiddush that tells us written, Kuf Yudal Amsachim. If you assume that there's a mitzvah daraisa of Kiddush on Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur also is Shabbos, and if Kiddush midaraisa is merely bidvarim, the fact that it's a tainis does not contradict the Chovas Kiddush. So then on Yom Kippur there's a mitzvah daraisa of Tefillah Kiddush, that you would fulfill with tefillah. Because in the Shemoneh Esrei and Kol Nidre night, you do mention Zeich Yetzias Mitzrayim. Or let's say, for example, it's a Yantiv Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. So on that Shabbos, there certainly is a mitzvah d'arayis of Kiddush that you fulfill with tefillah. Because in the Shemoneh Esrei, you do mention Yantiv Shabbos Yetzias Mitzrayim. But when Cheschinach writes on a typical Shabbos, that would not be the case. This is the Kiddush that the Menachas Chinuch assumes that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is essential, midaraisa, to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush. That's a real gzeirah shava that the Gemara suggests in Pesachim and Avkuf Yud Zayin ordains. Another extreme possibility is what is known as the Har of Rabbi Kiveger in Reishayin Aleph. Where Rabbi Kiveger addresses the kash of the Dogam of Avah. That Dogam of Avah is the same comment that no debut has in its lach. That you're Yotze already with tefillah. And that's the tzlach that women who don't daven, they still are obligated midaraisa, and therefore they would have to switch the order. So the Dogam of Avah, Reishayin Aleph, goes a step further. How is it possible for men to be motzi women in Kiddush? Because a man who davens is already Yotze Yischi of daraisa. He is only obligated in Kiddush Diravana. And Chesinach writes, not true. When he comes home, his wife is obligated in Kiddush Midaraisa. So how is it possible for a man to make Kiddush for a woman? A husband to motzi his wife in Kiddush. That's the Tzarachiyun of the Dogam of Avah. So Rabbi Kiveger, there in Reishayin Aleph, has a lengthy discussion why he thinks that that is not a difficulty at all. Rabbi Kiveger assumes that just as we always maintain the Sugi Nashan Dav Chavtes Yatsa Motzi, that even if I fulfill the mitzvah completely, I can perform mitzvah in additional times to be Yotzi someone else. So Hu Adinami Yatsa Motzi. And that line that the No Debido quotes in the name of the Rash, that Nashim Lav Bichlal Arvus, and the thought of the No Debido that you wouldn't apply Arvus to women, Rabbi Kiveger writes, is not the true understanding of that line in the Rush. It's true, the Rush does write this Chiddush, Nashim Lav Bichlal Arvus. But Rabbi Kiveger writes, what's the context of that Rush? The context is the Sugin Brachos and Daf Chav, where the Gemara is discussing whether a woman can be motzi a man in benching if she's exempt from benching Midaraisa. That's what the Gemara raises in Brachos Daf Chav. Are women obligated in benching midaraisa? So the Rosh writes, of course, if you're exempt from a mitzvah, you're exempt from the arvus of that mitzvah. The Rosh did not mean to say that women are excluded from arvus. Women are excluded from arvus in a mitzvah which they are exempt from. But if they're obligated in a mitzvah such as Kiddush, of course there's a concept of arvus. And therefore, there's a full concept of Yotze Motzi, even if a man not only davened, even if a man fully made Kiddush, he can make Kiddush a second, a third, a fourth, a fifth time, as long as each time he does so, someone is being Yotze, whether it's a man, whether it's a woman. Then Rabbi Kiveger points out with his known comment, if you don't need Yayin Midaraisa, and you don't need Tzias Mitzrayim Midaraisa, you're Yotze with Tefillah, what do you need Midaraisa? What is necessary? So that's where Rabbi Kiveger writes his great Chiddush, that maybe all that's necessary is a minimal statement. Dibur peh is necessary. That's what the Taras Kanim writes, Shona Beficha. But any acknowledgement that is Shabbos is considered to be sufficient. Even a statement of Shabbos Etava, good Shabbos, that is considered to be sufficient. Even a statement of Shabbos Hayom, even that is considered to be sufficient. If you don't need Yayin, you don't need Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the whole Matbeah, the whole Nusach of Kiddush is only Drabanan, what is necessary? Midaraisa. Rabbi Kiveger writes, good Shabbos is sufficient. And therefore, just as a man was Yotzei with Tefillah, a woman is Yotzei with the Miras Kara. The men come home, she says, good Shabbos. There's some statement, even if she didn't fully daven. Both are only obligated in Kiddush on a level of Derabbanan. There is a basis for this Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. If you look in the Tshuvas HaRashba, in Chelek Dalet Reish Tzariyeh, the Shoel, the Maksh, the Tshuvas HaRashba, mentions this possibility. There, the Maksh asked the Rashba, what is the mitzvah of Kiddush Daraisa? And the Maksha raises the issue, is it sufficient to say Shabbos Hayom? To acknowledge that now it's Shabbos. And the Rashba in the answer elaborates that no, that's insufficient. You don't need Yayin. You don't need the Nusach. But more is necessary. More is necessary than simply just saying Shabbos Hayom. This is the question in the Maksha and the Tshuvas HaRashba. In fact, the Bir Halacha in Reish Ayin Aleph quotes this Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that good Shabbos is sufficient, and the Bir Halacha disagrees that that is insufficient even a level of Daraisa for Kiddush B'Dvarim. And the Bir Halacha cites the Rambam in Perech Chav Tesef Ocho Shabbos. That's the Rambam describes the mitzvah Shabbos, the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos in Kuf Nun Hei. And that's where the Rambam writes, the mitzvah derais of Zochris Yom Shabbos Lekadsha. What does that mean? The Rambam writes, Zochrehu Zechiras Shevach Vekiddush. Zochrehu Zechiras Shevach Vekiddush. So the Bir Halacha writes, you say good Shabbos, that's Zochrehu Zechira Shevach Vekiddush. The Rambam writes that Kiddush Daraisa means a person has to state, expand upon the uniqueness of Shabbos, the Kiddush of Shabbos, praise Shabbos, Zochrehu Zechira Shevach Vekiddush. We do that in Kiddush, we do that in Tefillah, but the mere statement of Shabbos and good Shabbos is insufficient. However, is that so simple that that is the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush, as the Rambam writes, Zochrehu Zechira Shevach Vekiddush, to expand upon, to extol the praise of Shabbos? Maybe one could understand the mitzvah of Kiddush Shabbos in a very different sense. If you look in the Rambam, in Aseres HaDibros, in Shmuel's Perachav, the Ramban seems to understand the mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos in a very different way. The Ramban does not quote this Rambam, Zachri Zachir Hashach B'Kiddush, but the Ramban writes the following Kiddush. What is the purpose of the mitzvah of Kiddush Daraisa? So the Rambam says to extol the Kiddush of Shabbos, Zachri Zachir Hashach B'Kiddush. When the Ramban describes the mitzvah of Kiddush, he does so in a very different way. The Ramban says the following. What's the key word? Zochris Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsha. According to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah zechira. And what is included in the zechira? L'Kadsha. Zochri Zechira Shevach V'Kiddush. You have to express the Kedusha, the Shevach of Shabbos. The Ramban stresses that no, what is the purpose of the zechira? Lekadsho means to be mekadesh the yom, to be mekadesh the yom of Shabbos. The Rambam writes it's a mitzvah zochre. If you'd ask me in that phrase, zochre yom Shabbos lekadsho, what is the key word? The Rambam writes zochre, zechiras dvarim. What is included in the zechiras dvarim? Lekadsho. According to the Rambam, what's the key word in the pasuk? Lekadsho, be mekadesh the yom of Shabbos. So I'll ask you, how are you Mekadesh Yom of Shabbos? What's the answer? Zochor, al yedei zechira. That's a very different emphasis, no? According to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah zechira. And what zechira is necessary? Is zechira of lekadsho. Zochor is zechira shevach v'kiddush. According to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah v'kiddashtem, a mitzvah to Mekadesh the Shabbos. And how are you Mekadesh the Shabbos? The answer is, al yedei Zechiras Dvarim. The Ramban writes explicitly, Ke'en Yovel. Just like when it comes to Yovel, V'kidashtem Eshnas HaChamishim Shana. That requires, right, Zechir al yedei bezdin. Shabbos lekadsho means that an individual is mekadesh the yom al yedei zechir as dvarim. That's the chiddush that the Ramban writes. You'll ask me, but why is that necessary? In Yovel, I understand very well. Bezdin, of course, has to be mekadesh the Yovel, because without kiddush bezdin, it's not Yovel. That's what Reb Chaim discusses at length. Perek Yud of Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel. We discussed that in the past as well. The Machlokas, the Rambam, and the Gaonim. Bizman hazeh. We don't have a Kiddush Bezdin. So what exactly does that mean? So everyone agrees we don't have Nihuge Yovel. Good? But do you even have Yovel on the calendar? We discussed that when we talked about Tochei, no? On Safek. The fundamental machlok is the Rambam and the Gaonim. When you're counting in your calendar, do you go 49-51 or do you go 49-1? That means that whether any year is Shemitah or not, that's going to be machlok is the Rambam and the Gaonim. Because if you throw in a Yovel year, it's going to disrupt what otherwise would be the whole system of the cycle of Shemitah and Yovel. That's what Chaim discusses. If you don't have a Kiddush Bezdin, can you argue that this is a Yovel year? Because Yovel requires Vikidashtim. Is that true of Shabbos? Of course not. That's what the Gemara points out, Beitz and Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, that Shabbos is Kviya V'Kayma. The Kedush is fixed, the Kedush is set, it doesn't require Kiddush Bezdin at all. However, that Kasha is not so difficult, because there are models of a dual Kedusha. It's not impossible to assume that there is something that the Kedusha is already present, but nonetheless, there's a mitzvah l'hakdisho. That's what the Gemara writes in the Dharma Daf Yud Gimel when it comes to Kedusha Sabachor. Even though when it comes to Bachor, the Kedusha is mirechem, mitzvah l'hakdisho. You'll tell me, what's the purpose of being makdish the animal? What do you mean? The Kedusha is mirechem. The Gemara says, nonetheless, mitzvah l'hakdisho, it didn't arise. That's a fascinating model. Mitzvah l'hakdisho. If you look in the Mordechai in Gittin, in Perek Dalet, in Simon Shinpei, the Mordechai gives you another example, and he compares this to Kedusha Sabachor. The Gemara tells us, Natsugi in Gittin, v'zeh devar shmitah. Devar is m'lashem dibur. What does that mean? That at the conclusion of the Shemitah year, the Malva should cancel the debt. The Malva should state, Mishamit Anibach, Bezed Dvar HaShemitah. The Mordechai is bothered by the obvious. Why is that necessary? Doesn't Shvius automatically cancel the debt? Why is it necessary for me, the Malva, to do so? So the Yeraim writes a very great Kiddush that that's not true. What we always assumed. Shvius cancels debts. The Yerayim writes it's not true. Shvius does not cancel debts. Shvius places an Isser Negisa. An Isser Negisa. Lo Yigos. That there is an Isser for the Malvit to collect. It's not that the debt is canceled. And that's why the Malvit has to say Meshamet Anibach. Because Shvius does not cancel the debt. Shvius just posits an Isser Gvia. That's a fascinating machlokas, the Mordechai and the Yerayim. Shvius passes. Is that debt affected in the realm of Choshen Mishpat? Or is that debt affected in the realm of Isser V'Heter? That's our posed issue, no? According to the Mordechai, Choshen Mishpat, the debt is canceled. According to the view of the Yerayim, it's not true, the debt is there. But there's Nisa Negisa. It's a fascinating issue. The Ritva discusses in Kedushin Davav. Ribis Daraisa. Ribis Daraisa. Choshen Mishpat Yaradeya, no? Let's assume, for example, I charge a person Ribis Daraisa and he pays me. Is that Gezel? Is that real Gezel? In Hilchos Choshen Mishpat, I am seizing money which is not mine? To the point that maybe one could argue, an interesting Chiddush, that Hachzaras HaRibis is just simply Beheshev Es HaGzeda Shagaza? Or of course not. Now in Hilchos Choshen Mishpat, the money was owed, the money was paid, it's yours. But The Torah doesn't allow you to do so. There's an Isser Lav of taking ribbons. And the fact, for example, that I will return the ribbis is not midinei gezel, but a very different halach entirely. In the realm of Isser Vehetter, not the realm of Choshen Mishpat. If I were being a Kadesh and Isha with that money, that's what the Rav discusses in the Vav. Is the Kedushim good? Is it my money, the money I received from her as ribbis daraisa? Or do you assume that it's not? Important issues, no? What is true in the realm of Isser Vehetter? What is true in the realm of Choshen Mishpat? Sometimes the lines can be somewhat blurred. The same thing when it comes to Shemitah's Ksafim. The Urayim writes a fascinating Afkamina. We discussed this in Sanhedrin, no? Let's assume, for example, that after Shvius, the Malva comes and he seizes the loan. I have recourse. I can take him to Beis Din. He wasn't allowed to do that. But what is the role of Beis Din? Is that a Choshen Mishpat Beis Din, or is that a Beis Din of Kofen al HaMitzvos? No? What is my taina? He stole from me? Or that there's an Isser Negisa, and he has to observe the law of Lo Yigos. Lamaynaf Gamina, the Urayim writes, right, in Reishayin Ches, that not every Beis Din is capable of Kfiya al HaMitzvos. Maybe that requires a Beis Din of Smuchim, Shever Eretz Yisrael, as opposed to a regular case of Dinim Amanos, that doesn't require a Beis Din of Smuchim, Shever Eretz Yisrael. And that Mordechai writes, no, what do you mean? Shvius cancels. In Choshen Mishpat, there is no Shibud. So what does the Malva have to say Vezer Dvar Shmita for if it's already canceled? No problem. That's comparable to Kedushas HaBechor. A mitzvah l'haklisho. Sometimes the Torah insists that a person has to reiterate b'peh what automatically occurs. It's automatically Shabbos, but b'makadish diyom. Automatically there's a Kedushas Bechor, mitzvah l'haklisho. Automatically Shvius cancels, but nonetheless, one should do so. Here in the Diuk and Lashon HaRambam in Shemitah V'Yovel, the Rambam writes, Mishamei Tebeach means that the Malva says, and the Torah has already canceled the debt. Sounds very much like the Mordechai. It's not his utterance, his hafla, that cancels the debt, but it's an acknowledgement of what already has happened. That's a very different understanding, the Ramban. No, the Ramban who says that the mitzvah of Kiddush and Shabbos is like Bechor, mitzvah lahakdisho, v'kidashtem. That's very different from the Rambam Shita of Zachrei HaZechira Shevach v'kiddush. There should be many nafkaminas between the Rambam and the Ramban as to whether the mitzvah of Kiddush is mitzvah lahakdisho or whether it's just simply Zachrei HaZechira Shevach v'kiddush. Machlokas Rishonim is Havdalah Daraisa. Is Havdalah Daraisa. The Rambam writes, absolutely yes. The Rambam Perachav Tesef Ocho Shabbos. Zochrei Sim Shabbos Lekatsho means Zochreyu Bichnisoso Uviyetziyoso. You have to set Shabbos apart from the rest of the week. And therefore that very Pasuk of Zochrei Sim Shabbos Lekatsho was the Makar for Havdalah as well. And many other Rishonim disagree. It's 2 days from Shulchan Aruch and Reish Tzadivov. Dar Choschayim maintains Havdalah is only Dinder Rabbanon. The Magimish in the very beginning of Perachav Tesef Ocho Shabbos. The Rambam writes Kiddush and Havdalah. Magimish already comments. Not everyone agrees with Havdalah. The Gemara in Brachos Dav Chav Shuos Dav Chav is Kiddush. But who says Havdalah is Daraisa? If you learn that sukkah we began with the Nazir Dav Gimel Beis like the Mefarish. It's explicit that Havdalah is Daraisa. Mush b'vemar hisinayu. But if you read the Gemara the way Tosus does, that is absolutely not Mush b'vemar hisinayu, rhetorically, the Gemara doesn't mention at all that Havdalah is Daraisa. Maybe Havdalah is only Din Rabbanan. The Rambam maintains that Havdalah is Daraisa. One could argue that that's L'shitose. If the mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos is Zochreyu Zechira Shevach B'Kiddush, then one could argue that that is not only B'Chnisaso, that's even B'Tziyaso. Makes perfect sense. You have to extol, you have to praise Shabbos, you have to set Shabbos aside from Chol. And when do you do this? Bichnisaso v'yetziyasa. It's similar to that Rambam we discussed in Perach of Dalet of Hilchos Shabbos, when the Rambam discusses the philosophy of Muktzah. Now, the Rambam writes that Shabbos has to be distinct from all other days of the week. It has to be a time of a Shvisa Hanikeres. If a person will treat Shabbos as a regular day, even though he doesn't violate any malacha, ubitel hatan naman yanuach, Shvisa Hanikeres. No, that's Kiddush and Havdalah, Shvisa Hanikeres. You offset Shabbos, so very reasonably. You do so b'chnisaso v'yetziyaso. If you hold like the Ramban, that Zachar Shema Shabbos Lekadsho is the key word. Lekadish Esa Shabbos Al Yedei Zechir Dvarim. That applies B'Yitziyaso. How would that make sense, B'Yitziyaso? B'Yitziyaso, I understand. You extol the Shabbos. You pray Shabbos. Good. Zachar. But how are you Mekadish Yom B'Yitziyaso? Is there any halacha in Kiddush HaChodesh or in Yovel? You're Mekadesh B'Yitziyaso? Well, certainly not. L'chora, that's L'shitase. The Rambam Shita that Havdalah is Daraisa fits in beautifully with the Rambam's understanding of the mitzvah of Kiddush. According to the Ramban, not true. This could again revert back to the issue of that Tshuvas HaRashba, Rabbi Kiveger with the Bir Halacha. Rabbi Kiveger writes, if you say it is Shabbos, that's sufficient. And the Bir Halacha says, what do you mean? The Rambam writes, Zachriyo Zechir HaShach V'Kiddush. One could argue as follows, Enoch Hinami, that's true. According to the Rambam Shita, Zachriyo Zechir HaShach V'Kiddush, one could very well argue that that's insufficient. How is Shabbos Hayom or Shabbos Tava, Good Shabbos, how is that Zachri Zechir HaShach B'Kiddush? If you should assume, however, that Lekadsho Al Yedei Zechir HaDvarim, when business Mekadesh Yovel, so what do? They get up and they say a shir about the pristine qualities of Yovel and why Yovel is so important in Kili Kol Haaretz. Of course not. A statement, it is Yovel. Right? How are you Mekadesh the Chodesh? Mekudesh, Mekudesh. A statement that it is Rosh Chodesh, it is Yovel, that's sufficient. Mekadesh the Yom. One could argue that according to the Ramban, what Rabbi Kiveger writes is very reasonable. If a person will state that it is Shabbos, that's Mekadesh Yom, that's the mitzvah of the Hakdisha. You don't have to do anything more. But the Bir Halacha is certainly correct. It's not going to meet the requirement of the Rambam of Zachreyu Zechira Shevach B'Kiddush. A further possibility. Kiddush Darais is one on Shabbos. The fact that we make Kiddush again during the day, what we call Kiddush Rabba, Din Rabbana. Let's see, Yimsachim Dav Kuvav, Yimsachim Dav Kuv Tezayin, Kiddush Rabba. I'll ask you the following. To what extent is Kiddush Rabba really mean Dine Kiddush? To what extent could one argue the Kiddush Rabba is just Kviyas Hasuda Hakos? Do the halachos of Kiddush apply to Kiddush Rabba? The lashon that the Ran uses in Kuf Tezayin is Kiddush Rabba is a Zecher LeKiddush. To what extent is it considered to be Midine Kiddush? To what extent is it not? One example is Machlokas Rambam and Raivin Perachav Tesef of Shabbos. There's an Isser Te'ima before Kiddush. Before a person makes Kiddush on Lel Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat or drink. That's even more chamur than the Mishnah in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches, that generally a person should not eat before doing a mitzvah. Here, even te'im is forbidden. Does this apply to Kiddush during the day, or does it not? Is there an Isser Te'ima before Kiddush Rabbah? The Rambam writes yes. And the Rabbi writes no. It's not true. The Rabbi writes there's no Isser Te'ima before Kiddush Rabbah. There's nothing wrong after davening to eat something before you make Kiddush. That's the Shittas Rabbi. And the Rambam says, no, that's not true. The Maram Chalava, that's Sugyim Sachim, Daf Kuvav Maralev, Maram Chalava discusses this Machlokas Rishonim. He quotes this Rambam, I think it's a misprint, Maram Chalava. It says Maram Chalava Rambam, but it should be the Rambam, that there's an Isser Te'ima before Kiddush Rabbah. And Maram Chalava writes, it's not true. There is no Isser Te'ima before Kiddush Rabbah. That's what Ram Chalava writes, like the Ravid. And Ram Chalava writes the following kasha, unbelievably. No? Heichon matzinu kiddush bezdin, laila v'yom. That's the phrase Ram Chalava. Heichon matzinu kiddush bezdin, laila v'yom. Unbelievable. Where do you find kiddush bezdin? At night, and then again during the day. That's his kasha. Kiddush Rab is not midine kiddush. In other words, the purpose of kiddush is to mekadesh the yom, kein yovel, kein rosh chodesh. So what does Beis Din do? They mekadesh yovel once and then twice. They mekadesh chodesh b'layla, mekadesh chodesh b'yom. Of course not. So there's no halach of kiddush b'yom. What is the purpose of Kiddush Rab? Kviyas al-hayayin. That's not midine kiddush. And therefore, if there's an Isser Te'ima that results from the Chovas HaKiddush, it only applies by Laila, not B'yom. You look a couple lines later in Ram Chalavi, right? Unbelievable Kiddush. I would have thought that Kiddush is a Zman Grama. Right? So the Gemara tells us, Brachas Chav, Shuas Chav, no, women are Mechuyavos because Zachar V'Shamadi B'Echad Nemru. So Ram Chalavi writes, unbelievable Kiddush. That women are only obligated in Kiddush on Friday night, but women are exempt from Kiddush Rabbah. That's what Machalava writes. We don't assume that way, that's what Machalava writes. Women are exempt from Kiddush Rabbah. Kiddush Rabbah is not Kiddush. So good, the Gemara has a drasha that Nashim Chayavos be Kiddush Hayom. That doesn't apply to Kiddush Rabbah. Heichon matzino Kiddush bezna leviyom. Kiddush Rab is not midine kiddush, kviyas alayayin. What would the Rambam answer? Yeah, exactly. V'shitase, no. The whole kash Ram Chalav is heichem etzino kiddush bezdin. L'chor the Rambam would object entirely. The mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos is Kiddush Bezdin. The Kiddush on Shabbos is Kviya V'Kaima. No Kiddush Bezdin. What's the purpose of Kiddush? Zochrehu Zechiras Shavach B'Kiddush. Zechiras Dvarim to extol the Kiddush of Shabbos. So what's so outrageous with assuming that even though Midaraisa one could do so once, the Chachamim required Kiddush Bayom as well. You can only pray Shabbos at night, you can't pray Shabbos during the day. Kiddush Bezdin. Yeah, but if you assume like the Ramban, Lekadsha, Lekadish Shesha Shabbos, Ayideh, Zechiras Dvarim, Akasha then is much more compelling. Heichan Matzinu Kiddush Bezdin, Laila V'Yom. That the Choriz L'Shitase as well. Even a further issue. When do you make Kiddush? How early can you make Kiddush? So we've discussed many times. That's Sugyan Brachos Daf Chav Zayin. Rav Tzelishal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos, that Rav used to make Kiddush early. The Gemara says Rav used to daven early, Rav used to make Kiddush early. Umekadesh. How can you make Kiddush early? So Rashi immediately writes, we'll have to discuss this at greater length, Tosefta Shabbos. In fact, the Zeruah quotes as a raya that Tosefta Shabbos is daraisa from the fact you can make Kiddush mi ba'od yom. If Kiddush is daraisa, and Kiddush has to be on Shabbos, and Kiddush can be made before Shabbos, then it must be that Tosefta is daraisa. That's the Zeruah. Well, we pointed out in the past the difficulty. The Rambam does not have the mitzvah Tosefta Shabbos. The Rambam only has Tosefta Yom HaKippurim. And even then the Rambam writes, Haskalotzum, the Inuim of Yom HaKippurim. So how does the Rambam understand the fact that you can make Kiddush early? You're not Mekabel the Kedusha Sayon. So the Rambam writes again in Perek Chavtesef Hilchos Shabbos, Yesh la'odem el kadish mi bal yom, V'afal pi shalom nichnas ha-shabbos. The Rambam writes, no problem. You can make Kiddush early. No problem. And the Rambam writes, V'chein dinin havdalah. If necessary, you can make havdalah early. It's not yet Motzei Shabbos. It's almost Shkia. You can make havdalah. You can't do malacha. Don't use your candle. You can fulfill the mitzvah havdalah. The mitzvah of Zachar can be fulfilled samuch l'knisas HaShabbos and samuch l'yetzias HaShabbos. That's what the Rambam writes. If you look, for example, the Tosas HaRash, in that daf, Brachos Chavzayin, the Tosas HaRash writes, Shenemar Zachar es yom HaShabbos l'kadsho, v'lo nemar Zachar biyom HaShabbos l'kadsho. Zachar es yom HaShabbos l'kadsho. L'chor, that Rambam's l'shitah say as well. If you'll argue that the purpose of the mitzvah of Kiddush is l'kadesh es HaShabbos, mitzvah l'hakadisho. So what does that mean? You can be mekadesh the yom mi ba'od yom? Bezin will convene and they'll say, next year is Yovel. Right, Rosh Chodesh is in 3 days. But if you assume the purpose of Kiddush is simply Zachreo Zechira Shevach v'Kiddush, so the Rambam now goes the next step and argues it doesn't have to be exactly at the moment the Shabbos begins or exactly at the moment that Shabbos departs. If you will acknowledge that Shabbos is about to arrive or Shabbos is about to depart, that's also fine. Right? That is the Shitas HaRambam. Zachriya Zechira Sheva Kiddush. It doesn't have to be exactly Bichnisasa, it doesn't have to be exactly Bitsiyasa. And there's nothing wrong with assuming Kiddush Rabbah, that one should do so Rabbanan more than once on Shabbos. This is all Zechira Shevach. And Kiddush Rabbah is Midine Kiddush. And Havdalah is Daraisa. B'char, all these points emanate from that starting point of a difference in terms of understanding the mitzvah Daraisa of Kiddush. You know the Rambam in Chametz HaMatzah. On the Rambam, right, there's a mitzvah of Zachas Yom Hazeh, Asher Yitzos Meretz Mitzrayim. No? And then the Rambam writes his mashal, Ki'inyan Shenemar, Zachas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. And a lot of the Rambam discuss at length. What does the Rambam mean? There's a mitzvah of Zachar at the Seder night, what we call Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, just as the Torah says, Zachas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. So again, what exactly is the mashal of the Rambam? I'll have to discuss that before Pesach, but it's one ha'ara. This fits in very nicely with the Rambam Shita. No? If the purpose of the mitzvah of Kiddush is mekadesh the yom, that's Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim mekadesh the yom. When you have the Seder, you're mekadesh the day of Yantiv. Certainly not. But if the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is to reenact, to extol, to praise. No? So the Rambam's mashal is very accurate, no? Just as one is obligated to do so on Shabbos, Zochriya Zechira Sheva Pekidosh, the Seder night, one is obligated Mamish Barichus. But the essence of the two are the same. Zochriya Zechira Sheva Pekidosh. If you're going to argue the mitzvah Zechira Shabbos is Lekadish Hashem Shabbos, what does it have to do with Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim? Lekadish Hashem. So it could very well be that the Rambam means much more than that, but just on our level, now, once you understand how the Rambam frames the mitzvah of Kiddush, you understand very well that the Rambam finds a common link between Zachres Yom HaZeh Sheretzasim Mitzrayim and Zachres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadisho. Both mitzvahs are to characterize the Kedushas Hayom. What happened on this day? What's so special about this day? That's Kinyan Shemar, Zachris Yom HaShabbos, L'Kadisho. It's left to discuss now, tomorrow, the details about the further halachos of Kiddush. Kiddush al Hayayin, Te'ima, what is considered to be an inherent part of Kiddush, what in fact is not. And then we'll go on to discuss its link to the mitzvah of Havdalah. Okay.